I don't know where to start, but Lord, we just ask that you would just fill every heart this morning. Lord, we get to indulge in you. We get to choose you in the freedom that you've given us. We get to choose you. No strings attached, no motives, nothing. God, we just choose. I can just say, I choose you this morning. So I just ask, God, that you would allow hearts to be open this morning and ears to hear and just do what you are doing, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to talk a little bit about identity, but I'm not sure how I'm going to get there. But what I want to do this morning is I want to invite you into my world, and I want to draw the curtains back a little bit and be vulnerable with you guys, right? I think it's a good place to start. Vulnerability is a good place to start this morning. So definition about identity. The most simplest thing that I could find was the way you think about yourself, right? The most simplest form of identity or what I could understand was, how do I look at myself? How do I define myself in identity? So opening myself up this morning, I heard a phrase a while back, and it's just from there that things are kind of spiraling in a way that I'm not caught up yet, and that's probably a good thing, because if my mind catches up, then it's about me and not about him, right? So I heard this expression, I am fully known by God. Okay, sounds good because I've heard that a million times. But then this thought got stuck in my head. I'm fully known by God. I'm fully known. Fully known by God. What does that mean? And in the Psalms 139, it talks about what it looks like. He knows who we are. He's formed us. And he created us in our mother's wombs. I'm trying to find my phone. And I just want to read that passage to you guys. If I can find it, yeah. Psalms 139. Just bear with me. Sometimes we get kind of nervous when we're up here. So it says, For you created my inmost being. For you knit me together in my mother's womb. Right? You can go on and on and on and read about what God has done or how he knows us. We are fully known. In the doing wrong, in the doing right, and anywhere in between, he knows us fully. And sometimes we're trying to figure things out and we think he's with us, and then we don't think he's with us. So sharing my life's my last few months with you guys, I feel like God is transforming me into and showing me who I am, right? Because we define ourselves, our identity, we define ourselves sometimes in what we do and who's around us and what they say. In how we look, right? I do it so many times. I do define myself or identify myself with things around me on the outside rather than looking on the inside and hearing from what the Father is saying who I am and what I am, right? So I started this with 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, in Christ we are a new creation, right? The new has come and the old is. I don't want to use this out of context, but just kind of try and stick with me. So in Christ, those who are born again, you know, given their lives to Christ, lay the old down, we are new creation. So there's a new start for all of us, right? A new start. But in our mind, we bring all the old with us. Right, and it's like, oh, okay, and now I need to figure this out, and I am this, no, I'm not this, am I this, you know, and those things, what I'm talking about is, you know, the old and the new. You know, my old life, there's numerous times when I felt rejected. There's numerous times when I was in bondage. Sorry about that. Numerous times, well, that I am, I live in bondage. Numerous times that I do things because I'm under the law. Numerous times that I feel like I'm an orphan, right? Doing things and hoarding things because I'm an orphan. I don't know when I'm going to get love. I don't. So I'm holding all these things back, and numerous times feeling the feeling that we all feel, that we're not worthy, right? But being in Christ, the new has come. And this is what he's saying is, when we reject it, he has a cure for that because we are accepted, right? We live in a life in bondage, but we're not, because he redeemed us. The price has been paid. He redeemed us. And this thing keeps on going off here. You know, under the law, we are covered by grace. That's what he says. As orphans, we didn't know where we belong, but now we were adopted in him, right? And then feeling not worthy, he says we are his beloved. That's what he says, right? So this last few months, as I'm thinking about identity and kind of who I am, and it's not a few months, it's been coming a while, but, you know, just trying to figure out things, I'm like, Henny, you cannot figure this out by yourself. You need to, you know, you need to involve the Holy Spirit with this whole thing. You need to, because you can only come up to a certain place, and then the cycle starts over again. Because now you get enlightened, and all of a sudden you're back to, am I this? Am I this? Why don't I feel like this? Why don't I do this? And so, so then this thought came up, and the thought was, what would it look like if I think about that my identity is rooted in God? What does that look like? What would that do? What's going on? So then, walking through this, I'm starting to have thoughts of, okay, I'm going to focus on what God is saying about me, right? And it's all throughout Scripture, right? And I want you guys to understand me. I believe in Scripture. I believe that the Word of God is in the book that He's given us. It's a roadmap. But when we just hone in on the book, it's just a story on a page. We need to allow the Holy Spirit that gives life to these things. We need to invite that in. Because otherwise, we know Scripture word for word, but there's no life. Nothing changes inside of us, right? When somebody says something, we can quote a Scripture and, okay. But we don't see the evidence. We don't see the fruit of us changing, right? So I'm starting to hone in on what God is saying to me rather than what I used to do, rather than what people think about me or how I define myself and the way I look and things like that. So by doing that, he's starting to reveal the lies that I believe about myself, right? So now, all of a sudden, the word that I'm reading now, he's starting to enlighten. He's starting to bring life in those things. And now, in the same way or in the same line, he's starting to say, okay, these are things you've believed about yourself and your identity. So let me show you what they look like, and then I can start speaking truth into that, right? So that's what I feel like he's been doing to me. And the more I've invited him in, the more his reality overrides whatever I've been thinking. It doesn't matter how I feel, my circumstances around me. I'm starting to value his word in me more than what the enemy is accusing me of, right? So I'm starting to go back to the beginning. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Right? So, sorry, let me rephrase that. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, of the old self-thinking, but be transformed every day by the renewing of our minds, by being in relationship with Him, being able to receive the things that He said, believe that, stand on that no matter what happens, right? Because in that we will change. In and ourselves, it'll just be a continuously cycle that we keep on doing. So then I got back to a scripture verse, 2 Corinthians 10:5, and it's like, okay, so now that I'm trying to believe in these things that you say, but these things always come up. Well, what am I going to do? What's going on with these things? And then he allowed me to read 2 Corinthians 10:5, where it says, I take captive all these things. Let me read that to you, because I really stand on this. It says, we are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the truth, the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. So now all of a sudden the scripture verse has become alive for me. Like everything that I hear the enemy comes up, I'm like, no, I can't believe that, because He's enlightened me, He's given me truth of who I really am. So now by doing this, going back to the old, I'm sinning against God, because now I'm believing something that the world on the outside is telling me rather than what the Creator, my Father, is telling me, right? Yeah, that my Father is telling me. So I'm starting to think about those things. So when something comes up, when I've messed up, and the enemy comes along, because he always does, right? The devil always comes along. Right when you've done something wrong, he was like, huh, really? You're a son, right? Look at you. Look at what you've done, right? And now it's like, yeah, I'm a son. I messed up. My dad knows that. But he lavishes his love upon me no matter what I do. Because now all of a sudden, my heart starts changing. My heart starts honing into, man, Dad, can you help me with this? Can you walk me through this? Because I don't want to hurt your heart anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. But in and myself, it's a cycle. It keeps on happening. I'm inviting you in. Can you come? And then he's right there. I don't know. Does it make sense so far? It doesn't. It's in my mind it does. So just bear with me. So there is a part we have to do to make these things bow to the kingship inside of us. We need to agree with God's word, right? So we take these thoughts that comes up against us. We need to take them captive. We make them obedient to Christ. How do you do that? How I do it? It's just I agree with God says and say no more of this, right? And there are days that it's a battle. You have to fight that. You have to remind yourself, but you have to remind yourself from the inside and not from your mind, right? And then once this catches up with your heart, then things become easier. Then it's like, oh, that's not the voice I want to hear, or that's not the voice I'm familiar with, so it doesn't affect me. It doesn't speak truth into me. It's a lie, right? So now to say that I read a scripture verse, which brings me to where I'm at about identity, and it says, Colossians 2, 6, and 7, this is out of the Message Bible, and this just kind of frees me up. I'm in a place right now where I get to fellowship with Him. I get to do things with God rather than do, right? I spoke with Nicole yesterday, and I'm doing things in my marriage right now that I haven't done before, because before I did it out of the doing mentality to appease or to please my wife. Now I'm finding myself doing things out of an act of love. Because now all of a sudden God is showing me in my marriage, my wife's first love language is act of service. And now I'm doing things not because I have to, but because I get to, and I'm doing it because I love my wife, right? And then the same thing, we start getting to do things with God, not because we have to, because we're in love with Him. It's an act of His love towards us, so we're just expressing what He's expressed to us, right? So I want to finish up with this verse. It says in Colossians 2, 6 and 7, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward, right? Just go ahead with what you've been given. God's given us a new life. Go ahead and live it. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live Him. Okay, what does that look like? I can live and I can love people. Not because I have to appease them or I have to do it because I'm a Christian. I get to. I'm expressing my dad's heart. I've received Him. Now I can express Him, right? You know. Oh, sorry, let me go back. And live Him. You're deeply rooted in Him. I want you to know that. You are deeply, if you are a born-again Christian, you are deeply rooted in Him. I want to challenge your mind this morning. Right? Allow God to override your mind and go to your heart this morning. Right? Let the words of truth sink into your heart, because it will affect the way you think about Him. It will affect the way you do things. So you are deeply rooted in Him this morning. You're well constructed upon Him. So you know the things of God. We know the things of God. But allow those things to move from our hearts into the things we do or get to do for Him. You know your way around the faith. We all know that. We all know Scripture. There are times when you meet with friends and you can quote half the Bible. I can't do that. But the words that became life to me, I'd rather live it than tell you about it. Right? Because the experience and the relationship that I have with Him now all of a sudden becomes the fruit of the Spirit inside of me. Because now I can walk in love. I can walk in peace. I can be patient. You know, those are the fruits of the Spirit. Now all of a sudden it comes alongside or comes into my heart. Now do what you've been taught. The Bible clearly says when we are born again Christians, just to go out and love upon people, right? My paraphrase. It's not going to be easy. You're going to be rejected. But it doesn't matter because you're already accepted. That doesn't matter anymore. You can love on people, and if they receive you, great. If they don't, that's great too. It doesn't affect the way my dad moves in and through me. Right? It says, yeah, school's out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. Right? We know Scripture. We know Scripture. We know Scripture. Let's start living Scripture in relationship. This whole whatever couple of months or whatever the case may be, you know, has been freeing me up. I've been starting to meet with Roger. And I'm getting to a place now all of a sudden where when we meet, we show up to one another. We show up with everything of who we are, the good, the bad, the not so good, whatever. We show up and we share, right? We start connecting with one another. And that's what God does. That's what God does. He says, come on, come connect with me, because you're in ways you're disconnected. But come in, show up, connect with me, and I'll show you truth. And I'll show you things playing out in your life, things that you thought that matter, that really doesn't matter. He's defining who we are. He's defining who we are. Because for the first few months, I was like, man, I'm starting to understand who I am. I went out with my dad fishing because I wanted to please my dad. And I hated it. I didn't like it. But now that I'm starting to experiencing who I am, it's like, I actually love fishing. I went out with Sarah's boys, and it's like, They don't like to touch the fish. I said this before. They don't like to touch the fish in the bait. But it's like, I enjoy that. I'm starting to find out things that I hated before, but that I really like. So, and that only comes by being in relationship with Him, right? We know Scripture. We all know Scripture. I want you to know that you know Scripture, and that's great, right? But now move a step forward. Start experiencing Him, and He'll make those things alive in you, right? And then we'll start walking that out, you know? We start walking that out. I just found out this last few weeks, it's like, man, I'm actually cleaning my house because I want to. And I get to love my wife through that, not because I have to anymore, you know. And it's fresh. It's fresh, but it's something that God has shown me, and how now He's walking with me through this, right? Where before I had to, or I felt like I needed to, now it becomes like, I get to. I get to please, I get to love, I get to do these things with her or for her, you know, and that's the same thing with God. So yeah, I just want to challenge your mind this morning that, you know, reading the Bible is one of the most important things to do, right? It's one of the most important things to do. But you need to have a relationship with Dad. With Father God, you need to have a relationship with Him, because if you just know this, we'll keep on going in a cycle, right? Because once we allow, once we invite, once we just hone in on the things that God is saying about us, the relationship starts. Now all of a sudden the words that we have in Scripture becomes alive in us. I'm not saying I don't believe in Scripture, so don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying what Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7 says in the Scripture. You know these things, now start living it, right? And I'm not saying you're not, so don't get me wrong. I'm just inviting you into my life, trying to be open with you. This is where I'm at. I've been a Christian now for 12 years, and I thought I had a great relationship with Dad. I thought that, right? But in my own thinking, He's still there. He's still lavishly loving on me. He's still pursuing me. He's still doing all these things and wooing me so that I can become more like Him. So I hope this makes sense to you guys. I hope, I believe that there's things said this morning that you'll go think and ponder about, and He will show you. So, I'm going to pray and then we're going to get done. Lord, I just thank You for who You are, for what You're doing. I thank You that You never quit on us, that You pursue us with an everlasting pursuance, if that's a word. I thank You, God, that You are the one that awakens us to Your truth, that You are the one that awakens us in the lies that we believe, and then You don't leave us there. You walk us through it, and You show us truth. Because Your word says that it's Your truth that sets us free. And I thank You, Lord, even in our freedom as Christians, that You are able and You are doing things in each and every one of us that allows us to receive You and to invite You in and change the things in our lives that doesn't make sense anymore. So Lord, I ask that You would bless each and every heart here this morning, that You would give them greater revelation and wisdom and the tools and how to move forward. I thank You for this body and how we are uniquely and we're uniquely made. So Lord, I thank you for all you've done. I thank you for what you are doing in this season, and I thank you for the things yet to come. But in all of that, God, I thank you for this day and how you renew our minds. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.